Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Considered the greatest defensive second baseman of all time, one historic swing of the bat propelled the Pirates' Bill Mazeroski into the annals of sports history. Signed by Pirates general manager Branch Rickey as a 17-year-old shortstop in 1954, Mazeroski was moved to the other side of the bag after only one season of pro ball. In 1956, he made his major league debut with the Pirates and became the club's regular second baseman. Despite his defensive play, his career-defining moment would come at the plate during Game 7 of the 1960 World Series against the mighty New York Yankees. With the score tied 9-9, Mazeroski led off the bottom of the ninth against Yankees pitcher Ralph Terry and belted a home run over Yogi Berra's head and the left field wall of Forbes Field to clinch the Pirates' third World Championship. Maz's legendary round tripper made baseball history and remains the only walk-off home run to win a World Series Game 7. Over the course of his career, the sure-handed, rifle-armed Maz earned 8 Gold Glove Awards and turned an amazing 1,706 double plays, more than any second baseman in Major League history. In 2001, he was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Visitors can see Mazeroski's iconic uniform and bat from Game 7 of the 1960 World Series at the Western Pennsylvania Sports Museum at the Heinz History Center.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.